I really needed the 2 Corinthians reading this week. As you can see, I am not standing. I cannot right now due to a knee injury, but I got a new toy, so it's better. And I had told Patrick last week, if I had to preach from a wheelchair, I will, and I guess I am. But I also got a good laugh this week. My mom and I have been quoting a little video on YouTube for the last 8 years, thanks to a seminary professor who introduced it to me. And part of today's readings made me think of this, so I've asked Steve to please share it with you today.
From the book of Proverbs. If I may digress for a moment from my prepared message, I mean it when I say to you, you guys, sometimes you're bad. Don't be jerks. You're supposed to be good. I'm in my office every day, and somebody comes in, and they're like, hey, whoops. I'm like, don't. Dan, what is your deal? If anybody doesn't know, Dan is the worst. I took a vow to not say who was the worst, but it's Dan. You guys are making me look bad in front of God. What's that? Oh, look, it's Jesus. And he said, stop it! The word of the Lord.
Sometimes Jesus just has to tell you to stop it. So in today's readings, there was a lot of straying from God, straying from the will of God. We had Adam and Eve who hid from God because they knew that something was wrong and they had learned that they were naked. And what you don't get is what comes after that scripture of what happens to Adam and Eve after God deals with the serpent being in trouble. But they're hiding from God because they know something is wrong. Even in Paul's letter to the church in Corinth, talks about the power of faith and the need that we have to be together. Jesus is declaring blasphemy against people who say something against the Holy Spirit. Anything else is fine. But if you're talking against the Holy Spirit, something is wrong, right? So yesterday, we got to be a part of the Pride Parade again, and I absolutely love the Pride Parade. There's so many people there. There's very few protesters, and the few of them that are, everybody else who's there knows that they're idiots. They're trying to do something that is not only wrong, it's useless. Because you're not going to tell people that they can't be who they are. They're not going to listen. Because the queer community has spent too many years in hiding. We had to hide, not necessarily from God, although so many people were told that they had to hide their true selves from God. But they were hiding from the people who kept telling them that they were wrong, who tried to hurt and kill them for just being themselves. And because of that, the Pride community or the queer community didn't have community for so many years. We didn't have the ability to lean on each other and to say, I'm here in this with you. And boy, don't we know that community is important. We were taught for years that God hates those of us in the queer community, that we're unwanted, we're unclean. So where is God? One of the things that Paul said in his letter is, we do not lose heart. And a little later, he says, we look not at what can be seen, but what that cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. Because it's not about what you see. It's about what you know, what you feel. So yeah, what comes after our scripture in Genesis is God does punish Adam and Eve because he had given them one job and they didn't do it. But he noted that they said that they were naked and they recognized that they were naked. They were hiding from God. So God made them clothing so that they could feel covered and comfortable. They were banished from the garden, but that didn't mean that they could not still try to grow fruits and vegetables and use the land. God didn't disappear. The plan just changed a little bit. And even in Paul's letter, he talks about the importance of the community. Because the community that we have in Christ Jesus is so powerful. When we get to lean on each other, we get to see each other and know each other. That adds to everything. A community is stronger. People in a community are stronger than a person without community. Isn't that why we do church? We lean on each other to learn, to grow, and to be who we are. So Paul said, everything is for your sake, so that grace, when it has extended to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. Basically, God's community is better when there's more people in it. God's community is stronger when we're together, when we know the truth of God's love and we share that. That's what pride is about. It's about churches who stand up and say, you are God's beloved. The reason that churches need to be in those spaces is to tell people that everything that the church has said in the past that people have tried to declare about God hating you is wrong. What God called good is good. That doesn't change. It's the importance of community. When churches show up in these spaces, we say, we'll be your people. Your mom or your dad said no to you. They kicked you out. Your aunt and uncle said that they won't have anything to do with you. That's fine. We're here. Because even Jesus, in our scripture today, sat there and said, who are my mother and brothers? It's these people gathered with me, those people who have chosen to be with me, to follow the will of God. This is my chosen family. The world can be a cruel place, but when we gather together, when we're in these spaces, we know God's love. But there are spaces that don't know God's love, because so many people in this world have tried to tell them different. And that is the importance of churches, like All Saints, getting involved in pride parades, getting involved in community events, reaching out and being a part of fundraisers and political action, whatever is needed. Did you know that New Mexico currently is the safest state in the union for the queer community? Last weekend, a few of us got to go to the EQ&M fundraiser, and we were reminded, in the midst of all of these wonderful drag performances, of the importance of standing up and talking about legislation not being entered into our spaces in the roundhouse. People don't even try to put forward legislation against the queer community in this state. That's powerful. That's a community, an entire state of a community that stood up and said, not here. And that doesn't mean that there aren't people here who believe differently. And People are entitled to their opinions, but when you're spewing God hates, I don't see God hating. Jesus did not preach hate. Jesus taught us to love. Jesus brought in all of these people that the world had cast out and said, these are my people. Whatever it is that's troubling you, know that you are God's beloved. And when I said that I needed that reading from 2 Corinthians this week, I needed to be reminded that whatever I'm struggling with here, or here, I've got great things coming in my future. I get to live eternal with God. And so do you. That's power. That's community. That is being seen when things cannot be seen. The church is love. And that community that we have with Christ Jesus is one of the best things that will ever happen to you. So when it's hard, when you forget, we lean on each other and we say, God loves you. I love you. And if I'm struggling with you, then I know that God loves you and I'm working on it. My ex had a daughter that taught me a lot of lessons. So for the 3 years that she was mine, I learned so much from her. But one of my favorite things was one day she came home from kindergarten and she'd been struggling with another kid. His name was Max. And Max had never been in school before and he didn't know the rules. He wasn't comfortable in a classroom because he'd never done it. And I always tried to remind her that she was like that the year before in preschool. She had never been in a school. But when you're 5, that's not happening. But one day, she had just had it with Max. And she came home and she said, I'm glad that God loves Max because I don't think I can. God loves every one of you. And every one of them. This community is so full of love, and I am so honored to be a part of it. So for a God that loves you and me and everyone and everything on this beautiful planet, to that God be all glory, honor, and praise. Amen.